This is the Detroit Evening Report for Monday, March 7th, 2022. I'm Jerome Vaughn from WDET News. Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan says the city's budget is back on track. He presented his proposed budget to City Council today for fiscal year 2023. He also gave them a four-year advance plan for 2023 through 2026. The proposed budget for next year is roughly $2 billion. About half of that would go to the city's general fund. The document includes money for public safety, mass transit, parks, and many other departments that provide services to Detroiters. The budget will now be reviewed by City Council. They have the final word on whether to accept it, amend it, or reject it. The Biden administration is proposing stronger pollution regulations for new tractor-trailer rigs. The changes would reduce emissions from diesel engines and promote new, cleaner technologies. The proposal, released by the Environmental Protection Agency, would require the industry to cut diesel truck emissions by up to 90% over current standards by 2031. Truck pollution has long been a concern of residents in southwest Detroit, where asthma rates are higher than the national average. Many big rigs travel through area neighborhoods before crossing the Ambassador Bridge. Former Michigan Governor Rick Snyder doesn't want to testify in a civil trial involving engineering firms that are being sued over liability for lead-contaminated water. That's because Snyder is already facing misdemeanor charges in the Flint water crisis. The governor says that means he has a right to remain silent and avoid any possibility of self-incrimination. A judge has scheduled a March 15th hearing on Snyder's request. A trial is currently underway in Ann Arbor to determine how much responsibility an engineering firm has for failing to properly treat drinking water from the Flint River. Thousands of Flint residents received unsafe levels of lead through the city's water system. A new study from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says more than 170 million adults who were born in the U.S. were exposed to unhealthy levels of lead as children. The report was published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. High lead levels in children can hurt cognitive processes, possibly leading to learning problems. Researchers only studied levels of the chemical from leaded gasoline, which was phased out in the 1970s. Metro Detroit drivers are now paying an average of $4 for a gallon of gas. That's an increase of 46 cents in just the past week. Analysts blame inflation and a spike in crude oil prices connected to the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Drivers are paying $60 for a 15-gallon tank of gas, meaning they have less money for food, housing, and other important needs. The national average for gas has hit $4.06 a gallon, the highest since July 2008. And Georgella Muirhead has been named as the interim CEO of the Van Dyke Horn Public Relations Agency. The company was originally the Berg Muirhead firm, founded by former mayoral spokespersons Bob Berg and Muirhead in 1998. She served as president of that company for 18 years. It was rebranded Van Dyke Horn in 2016, with Peter Van Dyke serving as CEO. He recently announced his departure to pursue other opportunities. Thanks for joining us for the premier edition of the Detroit Evening Report. I'm Jerome Vaughn from WDET News.